instead of having the chief explain, why don't you explain the what you're trying to do in this freeze on police officer vacancy?
Well, the other thing I said at the last meeting, when asked about potential cuts, is one of the other areas I look to, other than new growth enhancements, is where did we cut from last time? And one of the last times we had to eliminate positions or freeze funding for positions, that was the area where the Common Council elected to do it. It was one of the last positions that we refunded. Now, I think it was, I want to say 2014 when we were able to get the funding back for it. So it's been in there a while, but it was the last, you know, one of the last positions refunded. And I think one of the reasons that was done is, as one of the largest departments, it's maybe potentially easier for him to absorb loss of one person without dramatic impacts on service. But it is a small department, and on a per capita basis and a per dollar basis, the chief's got the facts to tell you that it's tough to lose a person and maintain service levels if crime's rising. So I'm not suggesting this is a good idea.
No. I agree. Chief, how many vacancies do you have right now?
We have three vacancies.
How long do you think that it would take to fill those vacancies?
Well, we've had difficulty in the past. We're currently in a process right now. There's a recent interview with the candidates on the 4th. We hope if we have some viable candidates in there, we'd be looking at the end of November, early December, to be able to fill one or more vacancies.
The likelihood from the pool?
I'm optimistic that we will find candidates.
Okay. Any other questions? None?
Alderman Barker's motion never received a second, so it hasn't died due to the second.
Yeah, we don't really need to act on that anyway. So, okay, yeah. So, Alderman, I didn't ignore your point. Any other questions in reviewing what Mr. Liberta had put together? Does anyone have any other concerns? Alderwoman Wilhelm.
The previous motion included seven.
Correct.
There is no interest to see if we can reduce any of the schooling or, I know there's a pretty big budget for that. I'm not saying to eliminate it altogether, but maybe just defer some of that for 1 year for some of the departments.
Are you referring to item D?
Yes, item D, 7D, which is also includes, this is economic development conferences in schools. And then it says the director of administration, the police chief economic development director, can then manage the impact and reduction all across their accounts. So is that item specifically for the economic development?
Item D is, yes.
D is?
Yeah.
Okay, so why would the footnote? Oh, the footnote doesn't go just for that. The footnote goes for all the items.
For A, B, C,
okay.
And D.
All right. That was my question.
Okay. Then do I have any, is there any, if there's no other further discussion regarding?
Well, I would like to continue, to comb through, administration to continue to comb through up until the point that we finally make a motion to approve or deny the budget.
Now, do you want to make any kind of a motion on what Mr. Liberta has referenced in regards to items 1 through 3?
No.
Or you want to hold off?
No.
Okay. Well, then we'll hold off on any additions. You can continue to work with staff regarding the budget. There's no decisions on any of this.
Except
for we've taken off and eliminated the items 7 through 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, and 15. Okay.
And then also in your packet related to the same item was a second item, which was a memo from Paul to me that I included. And again, this can be dealt with at the November budget hearing if you want. But in looking at the resolution that you passed on September 19th relative to the anticipation notes, the borrowing, we would need to make sure we are appropriately dealing with a debt service cost of $110,000 that would need an appropriation for next year. And so we would, you can either approve that now or we can just bring that at the budget meeting as a recommendation from staff to enable it. It doesn't affect taxes. It just makes sure that when you make that borrowing, you can make the necessary debt service payment during 2018. That memo is in your packet. It's the page immediately following the table you've just been reviewing.
Does anyone have any questions on that? Or prepared to make a motion? Chief, yes.
So I'm clear. So 13, freezing the vacancy is still a possibility?
Correct. Yes, it's still under review. Not necessarily that we're going to do it.
Right, but I'm wondering at what point would I be able to speak on that page? This is going to be held for the last day.
Chief, I'll give you time right now. Why don't you give me your opinion on that, the impact that it would do on your department.
Well, I agree that one person may not seem like a lot for a department my size, but the fact is, more officers, not less, and it's a cumulative effect. And again, we wrote that grant hoping we'd get up to 3 officers in addition, and now we're looking at maybe reducing that by 1. And our activity level is increasing dramatically, certainly recently. It's been over the top, and I need every person I can manage to get, and it does affect.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Alderman Barber.
I'd like to ask if you change your motion to approve 13.
No.
Oh, okay. Then
yeah.
I would like to place item 13 in that category as well. I just attended, my district just had a block party. That was the main concern was safety. It was a hacker party, but it was a networking party to deal with the safety issues within the community, and they're looking for more police presence, not less. Okay. So I'd like to have that item taken
okay,
off.
Okay, just hold on your motion.
Quick question, and I may second that. Chief, on my department, overtime gets worse toward the summer months, and sometimes for budgetary reasons, hiring is held off until closer to summer to save the money, first of all, for the budget, but then to hire when staffing needs are greater. Do you find that in your department? In other words, would we be able to hold off that hiring, approve it tonight for hiring in, say, June? Would that help or hurt? Or?
Well, June versus not at all, obviously, that would help. I would still ask up front because, as it's been over and over, especially recently, we have a vacancy. We can't fill it. It takes us months and months to fill it. So in reality, you're probably going to have something vacant that long. Anytime we have a vacancy, it takes us a long time to fill it. These 3 now, there have been several months now they've been vacant. So we usually do save money or turn back money on personnel costs because of that. So that's usually, it's already built in. I hate to build that in automatically, that vacancy.
And so, along that same regard, when we get a new officer, whether they're coming experienced or trained, they still have to sort of train internally. So it's a number of months, I believe, before you actually free the officer up where they're able to serve as a full officer. So if you're trying to have that happen by summer, you need to bring them on how far before summer?
Several months. And actually, some departments, municipalities actually overstaff their departments by peripheral officers, knowing that there's going to be a vacancy rate. So I know a lot of departments that do that. They even plan for vacancies by overstaffing. We've never done that, never asked for it. But again, I would ask the departments to be able to fill the vacancies as we're able to, knowing that we're probably not going to be able to fill them on time. So it's a very good likelihood that we might not be able to fill them on time.
I would second Alderman Barber's.
He didn't make a motion yet. I held him off on it. I'll let him make that motion.
I make a motion that we hold off of our take item 13 off of the issue as well.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Were you going to ask something first?
Well, I just want to explain something procedurally. Because we're doing motions at the Committee of the Whole, this is pretty uncommon. So your motions right now are creating recommendations to yourself as a full council. So the public would be aware that you're saying, we don't want to give up a police officer. This motion at the Committee of the Whole, however, would not stop either one of you individually from making a motion at that November meeting to then recommend the a position be eliminated. It's just like when the Finance Committee gives you a recommendation and say you don't take it. The same thing can happen with this Committee of the Whole. So you're telling the public you don't have interest in doing it, but it would not stop the Common Council as a whole from deciding in November that they have no choice but to do it. So I just wanted that distinction understood. So it still serves value, but technically it could still happen.
It could still happen. Alderwoman.
I'd like you to clarify, Ms. Liberta, on the record, the relationship between 5 and 13.
Number 5 is COPS funding. So COPS is a community-oriented policing services, I think is the name of the grant. It's a grant where the federal government provides funding for new officers, partial funding, for a three-year period. And the community has to fund an increasing portion of the cost of the officer that they brought on for 3 years. And then in the fourth year, you have to provide one full year of funding yourself. And we had submitted the police department at the council's direction had submitted an application for 3 positions. There is only funding in here of $56,000, which we anticipate being enough to cover one for the full year, if awarded one. And then 13 was taking an existing position that is authorized but currently vacant. There is nobody in that position, and leaving it unfunded. As presented in the budget, leaving it unfunded. So you don't have to unauthorize the position, which is what happened last time. It stayed listed as an authorized position, but there was no money for it, so we weren't able to fill it. That's the difference between the two.
Thank you.
There would be a difficulty in doing number 3, but leaving number 5 in if you get the grant, because the feds don't allow you to supplant the grant. So if you're eliminating a position and then using the grant to add a position, you have to, there's a small potential you can do that, but you have to jump through extra hoops and get subsequent reapprovals after the first approval if that happens.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Everyone else understands what Mr. Liberta said. Just so you know, for the record, at about 6:37, 33. Okay, I'm glad you had that. Mr. Mayor had to leave. He left his desk. So, Mr. Barber, we really don't have to make any other motions. Just because it's on the table and in here, I think all of us understand that it's really a line item that we don't want to pursue. Okay. Oh. There was a motion and a second. So if you'd like to vote, you can. It's not going to have a significant effect on it. I think we can all 4 vote on it. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? So it's 4 in favor, 1 absent, 1 excused. The motion passes. So we will remove item 13 off of in consideration. Okay? Thank you, Chief. Any further discussion regarding the appropriation for the funding for the funding of interest on the note, or we want to hold it off? Mr. Barber.
There is somewhere where it is recommended that we approve 1 through 3, 0, 7, 1, 2.
I would recommend that, because then when I give the presentation to the public, I can point out that the public notice said there was a 3% tax increase, but we got subsequent changes in notice from the state, and so we would only now have to have this amount. So, and we could pre-prepare the ordinance anticipating these levels of state aids. And for number two, I would recommend adding the expenditure adjustment, adding that one day of service, since it's fully funded by revenue. So you could do 1 through 3, which then saves you $96,000, and you would be down around at 2.6 when I presented at the budget meeting.
Okay. I move to tentatively amend the mayor's recommended 2018 budget by incorporating item 1 through 3. Second.
I hear a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Against? None. The vote is 4 in favor, 1 absent, 1 excused. Motion passes.
Some deviation. I would request that you then include the motion I've given to address the appropriations we'll need for that debt service fund. The motion's at the bottom of the council action sheet. Motion to further amend the proposed 2018 budget to incorporate additional appropriations of $110,000 for debt service payments in the debt service fund, which action has no 2018 property tax levy impact.
Second. Mr. Nelson. Alderman Nelson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? The vote is 4 in favor, 1 absent, 1 excused. Motion passes. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. We're adjourned.